Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Kirsten, I'm going to put you on hold because we do have the manager of the Philadelphia Phillies on the line right now from St. Louis, Gabe Kapler. Hi, Gabe.
Hi, Angelo. How are you?
Gabe, obviously the whole city is a little upset this morning about the loss of one of the great people we have ever seen in baseball, Dave Montgomery. Could you share some thoughts with us on what Dave meant to the organization?
I think the world of the organization, Angelo. Since I've been in the organization, people have spoken glowingly about David and what he meant to every person, whether it was stadium ops, baseball ops, up and down the organization. People were touched by David, moved by David, and inspired by David. And it's a huge loss for the entire Phillies organization. A very, very sad day.
Yeah, I think his legacy in our city, Gabe, was that he was nice to everybody. You know, and that's not easy to do in that position he was in. But he made a lot of friends in the time. 48 years in the organization, Gabe. That's amazing. It really is.
Truly a great man. So much integrity. Cared so much about everybody that he worked with. No words.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Gabe. Now to the mundane of the day-to-day life of baseball. Let's talk a little bit about Rhys Hoskins, who had an amazing night last night. Is now hitting .302. Can you break down for us what he has done in his maturation process? He's also leading the National League right now in pitches per at-bat. Great plate discipline. What are you seeing?
Well, part of the reason he's able to extend his at-bat so long and see so many pitches is because he has the ability to spoil pitchers' pitches. You know, they execute a slider that starts on the plate, breaks off the plate, and Rhys gets just the tip of the bat on it and fouls it off down the first baseline. Maybe he sees a high fastball up in the zone. Takes a good rip at it, fouls it straight back, and before you know it, the opposing pitcher has made a mistake. He's punished the opposing pitcher for that mistake, put the ball in the seats or in the gap. Maybe he draws a walk, but his at bats have been of such high quality all season long. And you know, last night he hit a big home run for us late in the game that didn't necessarily affect the outcome of the game. But he's hit so many home runs, so many doubles, so many base hits that have changed the outcome of the game for us. He's been somewhat heroic in the batter's box thus far this season.
Well, I need to know a little about the psychology, because people say sometimes the batters in front of and back of you have an impact. And the guy in front of him now is Harper, who also has great plate discipline. Is that contagious at all, Gabe?
It's enormous. It's enormous because, you know, by the time they get through Segura and McCutcheon and Bryce Harper, you have pitchers who are worn out. It's interesting that the Cardinals lineup is not all that different. They have a top to bottom lineup that can hurt you. Also sees pitches, also fouls off pitches. But you know, I'd bet on our top five guys to match up with any in the league. A lot of that has to do with the plate discipline, the pitches per plate appearance, and the fact that they're all feared. They really are.
Right, now, Gabe, Harper, meanwhile, has struggled, but last night hits the bomb. The grand slam. That going to help his psyche?
I think it absolutely is. I mean, look, Bryce Harper's human. He was struggling with a period of that wasn't his best. If you go back to 2015, he had a similar stretch early in the season, ended up winning the MVP award. One of the things that we've seen with Bryce is how resilient he is, how tough he is mentally, how he may get beaten up in a moment, but he's going to come back fighting the next day. He's a tough individual. He's going to roll from here, and we're really excited about that.
All right. The other good news that came from last night, it seems progressively Nola is finding his way back. What's going on? How is he getting back to the Aaron Nola we saw last year?
Well, I tell you, Angelo, in the third inning last year, a switch turned on, and the curveball got nasty, and the fastball had more finish, and he got more aggressive in the strike zone. He was able to strike out Carpenter and Goldschmidt in that inning, and he looked like Aaron Nola from his best points last year. And up until the third inning, I hadn't seen his best curveball, but that thing came out last night, and it's the big equalizer for him. If that thing is making a sharp left turn from a right-handed hitter's hip out over the plate or on the plate and off the plate, if it's sharp and it's got some of that angle, it's a near unhittable pitch. He mixes it up with the changeup and the fastball, and the fastball's really had some good zip. He's just getting more and more confident and looking more and more like the pitcher who was one of the best in the National League last year.
All right, now I'm going to ask you a question that probably has no answer. Where was the curveball hiding? Because you're right. All of a sudden it appears, Gabe, you go, well, what happened? Did he change the grip? Did anything change? What? How did it suddenly reappear?
I think it's a feel thing. I wish I had an answer for you that had something to do with arm angle, where he holds the baseball, his grip, something with his front hip. I wish there was a mechanical cue I could point to. I do think it's a feel thing. It's a release thing. It happens in your fingertips, and sometimes it's unexplainable.
Wow. All right, couple of really weird things happened this week. I'm interested in getting your take on. Vince Velasquez pitches the other night, and after the game, JT Realmuto comes out and says, you know, he was shaking me off a lot. He got burned with the fastball. I know you probably talked to them by now. What message do you want your pitchers to have about shaking off Realmuto?
Well, JT's message is the one that matters here. He's saying, I do the work. I'm going to spend hours pregame getting ready for every hitter in their lineup. I'm going to know them like the back of my hand. Unless you're willing to do more than me, I want you to follow me. That's the message that resonated throughout the clubhouse yesterday. That's what he said publicly. That's what Vinny came out publicly and said he agreed with. That's what our entire staff supports. So what I say is probably less important in this particular situation than what JT says. He's backing it up with the work, and whoever does the most work, I think, should have the loudest voice in this particular situation.
So you're looking for vocal leaders like that, Gabe. That's what you want.
I think it's the way a good clubhouse has run. When I was a player, it was the way the best clubhouses were run, where the voices of your peers carried the most weight. The coaching staff, the manager of the club, the front office were there to support the work the players are doing. It doesn't mean we're not leading. It doesn't mean we're not guiding. But the voices that carry the most weight, that resonate the strongest in the clubhouses, are those of your peers. And when you have good veteran leadership, man, a clubhouse can really be harmonious.
All right. Hector Neris, is his pitching motion illegal, Gabe?
Not by the rule book, Angelo. If you look at the rule book, it'll tell you that one hand has to start by your side. It doesn't say anything about separation and your hands needing to start separated in a stretch. So Hector does indeed have one hand by his side. He also has both hands by his side. And like I said, the rule book does not say that you can't have two hands by your side. It only specifies that you need to have one hand by your side. So not by the letter, but there is interpretation there. And the last word that I got from the umpires was they were going to allow it as long as a runner wasn't on base. I think that is still a work in progress, and you never know what happens if an opposing club asks the umpires to check the rule book.
But basically, I've been using all year. Bill Miller's the home plate umpire that night, last Friday, and he suddenly says it's illegal. But you're getting the sense now that Miller's interpretation is not supported by the league. Can I say that, Gabe?
No, I don't think you can.
Okay.
I think what I can tell you and what you can say is that I went and I spoke to Bill, and I spoke to the umpires in the umpires' room the following day to get some clarification. We went through the rule book together, and the umpires suggested that it wasn't going to be a huge deal if Hector went back to the way he did it that night. That doesn't mean that the league doesn't have a different stance on it. I definitely don't want to speak for Major League Baseball here.
Okay.
All I can give you is the last conversation I had, and that was it.
All right, Gabe, you brought up a kid this week, Edgar Garcia, who is known to have an extremely nasty slider. How nasty is it?
It's good. It's a work in progress.
Last night
it was better than the first night. And the first night came out and it was a solid average major league pitch. You know, in order for him to be really effective with it, he's going to need to be able to put it in the strike zone when he wants to, and then make it be a strike to ball pitch, which basically means that to the hitters, from the hitter's vantage point, the ball looks like a strike and ends up as a ball. Sometimes a really nasty slider can be less effective because it looks like a ball out of the hand and you end up taking it. And the one that you can hit looks like a strike all the way and you're on it. So, and that's independent of the movement, the shape, et cetera. So what I'd say is Garcia's slider is good. It's got good shape. It's got good break. He's going to have to learn how to command it in and out of the strike zone.
All right. In your long history in baseball, not that you're that old, but you know what I'm saying, Gabe, in your long time in baseball, best slider you ever saw?
Randy Johnson's was pretty good. One of the things that was difficult for me, I faced left-handed hitters and built my career on being successful against left-handed pitchers. And Johnson, I couldn't tell if his slider was a fastball or not. Uh-huh. So I played for a brief period of time in Colorado, and he was in his heyday with Arizona, and the fastball would just come out of the same slot as the slider. It was nasty, broke at your back foot. There's nothing you can do about it. You're going to swing over it. Very uncomfortable.
Wow. Interesting. Gabe, let's keep it going. Thank you so much. As always, we'll talk to you next week, Gabe. Thanks.
Thanks, Angelo. Bye-bye.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.